You're listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast.
Well, they thought they were going to have an easy day over there today, but not so fast, Mr. Speaker.
What is it going to take for the Prime Minister to have any respect for any laws in this country that may curb his out-of-control behavior?
And now, here's your host, Tony Clement.
Welcome, one and all, to Volume 2 of Blueprint, the Conservative Party of Canada podcast. And I want to thank the Office of the Leader of the Opposition for the opportunity. My name is Tony Clement, Member of Parliament for Parry Sound Muskoka, and your host for The Blueprint. Well, first off, I want to talk about something that might be of interest to folks, because what does an MP do when he or she is not in the House of Commons and not in her or his constituency? I spent 2 days last week in Washington, D.C., with a House of Commons committee, the House of Commons Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. We visited Washington, D.C. as a committee, and it was part of the committee's study of Canada's national security framework. So I was there with a colleague, Diane Watts, from Surrey, B.C., a Conservative MP from Surrey, but also with Liberal MPs and with an NDP MP, all members of the committee. And we had a series of meetings, of course, to really gain insight on Canada-U.S. border security issues, anti-terrorism, the border control, transportation security, all of these issues that are part and parcel of our national security. I serve as the Conservative Party's National Security and Public Safety Critic, and as a member of the Public Safety and National Security Committee, it was my honor to be part of that session as well. So a number of meetings. We had, of course, congressional meetings. It was a kind of an interesting day to have congressional meetings on the Thursday, because it was the day that the House of Representatives in the U.S. was having the vote on Obamacare. So a little bit of distraction going on there in Congress, not dissimilar to sometimes when we have a big vote in the House of Commons, your mind is really focused on that vote. But we had a number of congressmen and women who did agree to meet with us, mostly from border districts, districts that were either on the Washington State BC border or the New Hampshire border with Quebec, or in one case, New York, upstate New York fellow. So people like Congressman Daniel Kildee, a Democrat from Michigan, met with us. We also met with, as I say, congresspeople like Susan DelBene from Washington and her staff, and Anne McLean Kuster, again, a New Hampshire congresswoman and her staff. So it was a great opportunity to talk about border issues, but also talk about Canada-U.S. trade. I mean, you're not just wearing your national security hat, you're also there advancing the argument that it is important for the U.S. to maintain and enhance trade links with Canada. You know, there's a big debate going on post-Trump about whether the United States should sign off and remove itself from NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or what sort of changes the United States is going to pursue. So we wanted to get our two cents worth in about how important that border trade is for their own districts, that they have jobs that are important to them as congresspeople that they want to maintain and enhance, and those jobs are dependent upon Canada-U.S. trade. So that was really important. On the national security front, we talked about terrorism threats, cybersecurity, intelligence gathering, information sharing, oversight of national security activities and national security agencies. So these were all very important issues. Did I raise the issue of these illegal border crossers coming from U.S. to Canada? You bet I did. And of course, made the point to all who would listen that this is something that we're quite concerned about, and we're concerned about how many are crossing, and we want to work with the Americans to prevent illegal border crossing, because we have rules in place and we have people who are legitimately trying to advance their case that they are genuine refugees who should be welcome to Canada. But illegal border crossers who are fake refugees, obviously, that is not something that we're interested in promoting or seeing occurring at the levels that is going on. So that was obviously a topic. We got to visit the terrorism screening agency, which is the watch list, basically. There's about a million people around the world on this terrorism watch list, and how they go about within a legal constitutional framework to add people to the watch list. Of course, we have some concerns about names that appear on there that shouldn't be on there, and they are quite aware that the list is not perfect, but they're constantly working with Canada and with allies to improve that watch list. So that was very interesting. Hey, I also got to visit the NASA offices. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration has an office in Washington. Of course, Cape Canaveral and Houston are their main operational centers, but they do have a presence in Washington, D.C. as well. So we got to meet with some of the directors there and see what their plans are. Hey, good news for those who think that space travel is important. President Trump has signed off on continual funding for the mission to Mars, the manned mission to Mars. So that's very exciting and could be a reality. Certainly, I'm hopeful within my lifetime. And if you're a younger listener, definitely within your lifetime. And that's very exciting. And there'll be all sorts of breakthroughs, technological breakthroughs that will occur because we will, as a civilization, be pursuing this mission to Mars. So that was kind of cool. I got to see their operations center there, where they had a live feed from the International Space Station, as well as some of their other sites as well. And that was very cool to see too. And I got to do it on May the 4th, which was Star Wars Day. You know, May the 4th be with you, and so on. So that was kind of fun to do that, to do real space stuff on International Star Wars Day. A great trip. I want to thank the committee for having me as part of that. And of course, there'll be some follow-up that will occur as well as we continue our discussions at committee. For instance, the National Security Committee is reviewing Bill C-23 right now, which is the pre-clearance bill that will expand pre-clearance to the United States to make it easier for travelers to get their pre-clearance and to land at domestic airports in the United States, and vice versa, of course. So we will continue to hear witnesses on that particular topic, but certainly having those discussions in Washington, D.C. was very, very helpful to all of the committee members who attended. So that's my report from Washington, D.C. I hope that was useful to you as it was for me.
Thank you for listening to The Blueprint, Canada's conservative podcast. To find more episodes, interviews, and in-depth discussions of politics in Canada, search for The Blueprint on iTunes or visit podcast.conservative.ca.